From our family, you cannot imagine the incredible gratitude that we have for this evening, for all of you, and for who you are, and for the time that you have given. To our family, one of the most significant things that could happen is a gift of time. We understand how much time is really given, and you have given time, and your life, and your finances, and your energy, and we could not be more grateful. Thank you. We are grateful to God. We're grateful to each of you. We're grateful for our friendship. And I want to say thank you again to you on that. I want to also say that just a couple of minutes ago, I just received a call from T.W. Shannon. Representative Shannon was incredibly gracious, and he congratulated us on the campaign, and he immediately said, I want to join you to do whatever we can to be able to win in November. We have said all along, the other six folks in this race are not our opponents. Harry Reid is our opponent. I also want to say my incredible gratitude, not only to all of you, but also a special recognition to Dr. Tom Coburn. There was not an inch of Oklahoma that I traveled to in the last 5 months that people didn't look at me and say, okay, I'm glad to talk to you about this, but I'm really sad Dr. Coburn is leaving. And I've said to each of them, we are too. The legacy that he has laid down for our state and for our nation is a long shadow, and those are not shoes we can possibly fill, but is a responsibility we have to be able to take on. And so for Dr. Coburn and for what he has done for our state and our nation, we are also grateful to you, and we're looking forward to what you can still accomplish in the next 6 months for our nation. We started in this room, many of you are here, we started in this room just 5 months ago with an announcement that we're running for the United States Senate. We're now closing this chapter and turning the page towards November also in this room as well. We thought that was very significant to all of us. We want to be a part of this and for you to be a part of this cycle. But I also want you to know that as we traveled around for the last 5 months, it is incredibly humbling for us to be able to drive into a town and to see our name in someone's yard. Okay? There's nothing quite like that and quite as humbling as that. But I want you to hear this. We have understood from the beginning this campaign was not about us and about our family. This was not an election to say we want the Langfords to go to Washington. This election was all about we want Langford to go to Washington and represent us and get Washington out of our family. It's not about our family. It's Washington out of our families. That is the reason when you see our logo and it has the Langford U.S. Senate, that U.S. is intentionally big and bold because it's always been about us. Always been about us. And we want to keep it that way as well. Most of the major issues that we face as a culture, quite frankly, will not be solved by Washington, D.C. But we will face many significant issues that must be done in Washington, D.C. As a conservative, and as a strong proponent of a constitutional system of government, I have not written off our nation. We have been through difficult times before as a nation. We are going through them again. We can resolve this. When we get our act together again as a nation, we can be that stable force again in the world to bring some semblance of stability to a world that is in absolute chaos. But we have to get our economic house in order, and we need to lead with our families in getting those in order. To solve those problems, we're going to have to take on some serious work. But I do believe that conservative solutions will work in every neighborhood, in every town, in every city, among every ethnicity. The conservative solutions that we bring are not for a certain group. They actually work in every place in our nation. And it's time to start applying those. The job is clear. We need to apply these issues. We should start with this. Follow the Constitution and the rule of law. Following the rule of law and the Constitution is not just important, it's essential. It is vital that we do this as a nation. We take other nations around the world like Cameroon. Since 1960, they've had 7 different constitutions in constant turnover. We don't. We have a stable force of a written constitution that every person in America lives under that law. And when we practice that law, it proves we're the most exceptional nation in the world because of our people, because of our faith, because of our work ethic, because of our free markets. It sets us apart. We need to reapply those principles. We don't need a change in the Constitution. We need to actually start living the Constitution. If we're going to do this, the job is clear. The job is clear. We need to balance the budget, and we need to get our economy back on track again. We are so far out of balance. It will take us months and years to get back on balance, but we have to keep pressing on. What we did in 2011 with the Budget Control Act to start shifting our nation back towards balance again needs to be completed to actually get us back to balance and start paying off debt. The President and the Democrats in the Senate still believe we are not running a big enough deficit to get our economy out. We have got to send the clear signal that it's not because we're not spending enough, it's because we're spending too much and there's too much pressure on the economy. It's time to get us back on track. The job is clear. We've got to get back on track in our economy. The job is clear. We must get rid of Obamacare. We must. When I go in to see my doctor, I only want to see my doctor. Not Uncle Sam and my doctor, just my doctor. We've got to be able to bring resolution on this. As conservatives, it's not enough for us just to complain about this. It's not enough for us to make speeches about this. Americans are being hurt by this law. We have to make policy to be able to protect Americans and the people of Oklahoma from the harmful effects of this law. We have to repeal this, and we have to bring real conservative solutions to bear. The job is clear when we get to Obamacare. The job is clear. We want to regulate our own environment. We want to run our own farms. We want to run our own small businesses. We want to help our neighbors have loans from our community banks and not have federal regulators constantly tell us no. We want to run some of the most basic things that we can as a state. We are not Californians. We're not New Yorkers. Those may be nice people, but we're Oklahomans, and we want to do it the Oklahoma way. The job is extremely clear. We want to make sure our tax dollars are not being wasted. How hard is that? We want to make sure that what we put into the federal treasury from all of our hard-earned money, someone doesn't just throw away. Anyone remember some nice things like cash for clunkers? Cash for appliances, million-dollar conferences in Las Vegas, duplicate programs everywhere. Do you realize that just 2 years ago, we were struggling as a nation with our own highway program, trying to figure out how we're going to pay for our own highway program. At the same time, we were completing a complete highway circle through the entire nation of Afghanistan. We put in a giant diesel-powered power plant in Afghanistan that the EPA would not allow us to build here. The ridiculous nature of the regulations that are coming down and the waste that's happening in this federal government should make us all stand up and say this has got to stop. Our economy is weak, our foreign policy is incomprehensible, and Americans have lost trust in their own federal government. We have the combination of Richard Nixon and Jimmy Carter all combined together in an attitude of a nation. I was a member of the class of 2010 in the House of Representatives. It was that class that moved Nancy Pelosi back to flying coach again. If we win in November, I pray we can do the same thing for Senator Reid. This free market system that we have that's being lost and the value of it brought us that we were landing on the moon, that we invented the internet, that Americans looked at a bunch of rock and said there's energy in those rocks. while the rest of the world just said they're rocks. In the greatest economic explosion since the internet has occurred because Americans poked a hole in a rock and pulled out energy that America and the world needs. We're innovators. We do things that no one else can do and will do because of our strong economic system. We've got to stay locked into that. Just about 2.5 years ago, I had the opportunity to be able to meet the Prime Minister of Australia. And in that conversation, she told a story. She told the story about being a little girl and all of Australia getting out of school when the Americans landed on the moon. In all of Australia, as a little girl, she remembers going and getting with other people in their houses because not everyone had a TV. Remember back in the day? When there's one TV per neighborhood rather than one TV per room. And she gathered together with a bunch of other children and they sat and watched. And I remember when she said, we watched the Americans land on the moon. And I thought as a little girl, Americans can do anything. And then she looked at all of us and said, we still believe that. And we need America to stand up again in the world, to stand up again in our economy, and to lead the world. It is time we step back in the position we have been to set the moral, to set the economic, to set the example for the world in liberty again, and say, let's go lead. Let's go take our country back. You ready? Let's go do it. God bless y'all. Thanks for being here. I look forward to standing around. Please stick around, and our family would love to be able to visit with you.